Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Crossroads of Pella Executive Director Jim Hibman joins us on today's program to preview tomorrow's Kloppen Classic.
Well, Jim, we're getting ready for the unofficial kickoff to Tulip Time Weekend, the annual Kloppen Classic coming up on May 3rd. First of all, what does it mean to be getting ready for another Kloppen and to have thousands of people getting set for this race?
This is the 24th annual Kloppen Classic. So you look back, you can hardly believe time has passed that far. If we get to 2000, the 2000th first person this year who registers will be the 30,000th person who's participated. So that's kind of fun. And so the t-shirts came today, and we're trying to get all that organized, and people are signing up online. They're also coming in with paper registrations. So we're trying to accommodate everybody, trying to make sure that we can push people through and register and get them their t-shirts and get them in the road as easily as possible.
And for people who are hearing about the Kloppen Classic for the first time, give us an overview. What is this race all about, and what are some of the things that participants will be able to do?
Well, I tell you, Crossroads of Pella is the sponsor of the organization. It's a fundraiser for our organization. And what we try to do, we're a local nonprofit, and we try to help people. Wherever they need help, we try to help them. And so we have a variety of programs. Go to our webpage, crossroadspella.org. Go to our Facebook page, Crossroads of Pella or Kloppen Classic 5K. And what we do is that we have programs throughout the year for all different kinds of ages. So one person at Christmas time wrote this. She said, "One mother told me, I never forget the day I stopped at Crossroads to pick up boxes of gifts, groceries, and household goods. We went from nothing under the tree to a Crossroads Christmas." So that's kind of good. So it's that kind of thing, along with the idea that we help people find jobs if they need jobs. We do a variety of things. One person said he was thankful that Crossroads helped me find two part-time jobs and that he was looking forward to having a good working relationship with Crossroads. Another one said that we do free counseling, and I don't know if you know this, but 685 clients participated in initial counseling last year, and one man told me that he had read online that it was free, but he didn't think it applied to him, and so he was thankful and helped him come in to get some help. So we do a variety of things, substance abuse, we have Medicare help, we have Christmas programs and kids programs, we have after-school kids club. We do a variety of things to try to help people wherever they need help.
And the Kloppen Classic is, as you mentioned, a big fundraiser for all of those programs. But it's a night of fun, too, if you do sign up. There's all sorts of activities. The Tulip Time early bird specials are all going. Why should people sign up? Because to me, at least, it's a lot of fun.
It's not only helping Crossroads of Pella, which is good. $25, you get a t-shirt, so that's good. But I tell you, it's turned into a community event. So all the food booths are open at the Kloppen Classic, and they do a good business. We have thousands of people lining the streets where the people run and walk through. And then we also have about 1,000 people in the paddock area looking, watching people, those kinds of things.
You know, in terms of the race and the route itself, has it changed much from this year? And if not, what can folks expect when they're out there?
Well, we hope for good weather, of course. But no, the route's the same. You know, they'll be running through and walking through town, looking at things, having people look at them and waving and all those kinds of things. So it's a fun event.
One of the things you've added over the years is a kids classic that will actually kick off the night at 6 o'clock.
Right. So that's a new thing that we're dealing with, that last year for the first time we had 600 kids. So we ran them from about Trinity Church to the Glockenspiel. This year we're running them from the windmill through the adult arch into that area that kind of is the bullpen for the adult race. So we've got some other things kind of going on, and so it's fun because that really has grown, and that's kind of a fun time because all these kids take it very seriously and try very hard.
And if folks are getting ready or prepared, how can they register? And again, mention the benefit for their registration fee.
Well, you can go online and register. And if you go online and register, it's about a $2.50 handling fee. But one of the perks of registering online, if you like this, is as soon as you cross the finish line, you'll immediately get a text to your phone or your watch telling you what time you came in. So that's kind of a new perk. We try to stay on the electronic edge. But you can also download a form, print it off online, bring it in, mail it in, and you can participate that way.
And if people need help with programs through Crossroads, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
628-1212. Give us a call. We'll see how we can help you.
Once again, that was Jim Hibma with Crossroads of Pella talking about the annual Kloppen Classic. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.